Hi, Gloria Liebecker here from Healing You Sanctuary. Today, the last few days actually, this week, I've had a lot of experiences supporting others where they have the experience of tuning out of life. And what that looks like for some of us is just a complete shutdown of your system. When you have that kind of a shutdown, you're blank inside. You don't have access to any words and can't even really hear any inner chatter at all. It's just blank inside. For others, you can be cut off from your body, and yet inside there's a chatter that just doesn't let up. And this chatter, it's really strong. And it has a lot of things that it says to you. It can try to justify that there's a lot of reasons why you're experiencing what you are and blaming other people for that experience or your situation. But it's really painful. It's not like you do this on purpose, and yet it happens. Let me tell you one of my experiences. I remember being at this business meeting, and it was really an intense meeting. There was just heavy energy that I could feel in the room, and I did my best to set up a container that would welcome folks to come in, to be able to have a discussion and to hear one another and actually pull together to become a team. This business was based in health and wellness, and my experience was that the employees were not congruent with that message. The energy felt really stark. It felt really intense, and my body felt scared. And in the moment, I'm like, I couldn't make sense of that. It's like, I'm just holding this meeting, right? Well, no. It was disjointed. It was really uncomfortable. I couldn't name why it was so uncomfortable. It just was. Even though I was well prepared and doing my best, I could feel myself, when it got particularly intense at one point, just start to have this like a fog bank come in and just take me out. I couldn't really hear any inner chatter, but there was this inner knowing of I'm going out. And so my last ditch attempt to support myself was when I realized that it was expected of me to step up and to take control of the situation and redirect the attention to harmony and clarity. I handed it off to another member of the team, and I don't really have recollection of how that meeting ended, because I went into a place of, it was like a void. Yeah. As I sat with this later in my life, this was a reoccurring memory that was just so shameful. I mean, how embarrassing is it? You're gonna leave this meeting and then you just flake off. You just stop leading the meeting. And you leave everyone kind of high and dry, and they're like, what's that all about? Or whatever they thought. But there was no support. There was no recognition for the state that I had slipped into. No one knew how to meet me there, or not in that moment anyway. So it was really super painful. And I ended up with the belief that no one could possibly understand such a thing. And even if I did have the capacity to talk to somebody, there's nothing that was going to help me. You know, there's just something wrong with me. I'm faulty. And yet, here I am, doing what I love. I have this amazing herd that accompanies me and really stands by me. As I develop my capacity to be more and more fully present and aware. So, what is possible? Well, in my experience, it's as if I have new skin on this body. And it needed time to grow. It needed time to develop and to nurture my inexperience. And it's like my energy body grew and developed and became more mature. My spiritual aspect of myself. The part that witnesses my experience instead of being my experience. And as my energy body could develop and be nurtured by others, then I was able to differentiate my energy from others' energy or my environment's energy. And that is really super supportive, to be able to differentiate energy, especially in group dynamics. Oh, yes, especially then. And so then I was able to develop my capacity to stay engaged with life, especially when an energy that felt really intense that used to take me out, to be able to expand my window of welcome. So rather than staying stuck in the fog and actually becoming a part of the fog and not even really existing anymore, I was able to, rather than blaming others, especially those that had been involved in my trauma from my past, and rather than trying to justify why I'm the way I am and it's not my fault, believing no one could possibly understand and there's nothing that could possibly support me and that there's no hope at all, rather than that mindset, to have the courage to really, I don't know, there's something about deep in my soul, knowing there's a reason I'm here. So believing in myself and daring to reach out for support, because why not, for goodness sake? Do I want to just keep repeating the same pattern over and over for the rest of my life and it's like Groundhog's Day? I don't want to keep waking up to that. So why not dare to reach out for support? Dare to reach out for the life that I long to live and trust that somehow something greater than myself is going to support me to find my way to someone that is going to get me, that I can trust. And to develop my ability to take responsibility for my whole sense of self, for all of my life experiences, and to notice, well, if I'm not liking that so much, I wonder what happens if I dare to do something different. And developing my capacity to trust that I do have purpose and I am making a difference. And keep coming back to that bedrock of trust and belief that grows from inside of me. So it's true, life can be totally for you rather than against you. And so it's possible. Step out of those shadows and step into the light that you were born to be in this world. I know on this path myself, I'm discovering more and more that I make sense, especially those times that I thought I didn't. When you're willing to slow down and allow yourself to be accompanied by others, to be able to look inside of yourself for your own answers, that's where, in my experience, I developed trust and a faith that grew. It actually grew my faith to be able to have these new beliefs really take hold. I'm noticing it's starting to rain out here, and there's some next steps that I'd love to get to share with you. And I wrote them down to make sure that I didn't leave any out. So what are some next steps that you could do? Well, first, dare to reach out for some help and some support. Be willing to be vulnerable and honest, not only with yourself, but with someone that you can begin to develop that bedrock of trust with. And someone who has experience at tuning into the heart space. That is the bedrock of trust. That rain's coming down hard now. But those are the very first steps that are just so crucial to calm your body. Because your body's where you have, yes, my body. Your body's where you have the memories that are stuck, and it needs support in order to have that shift. And so we need to be able to grow those neurons that I make sense so that we're able to stay socially engaged. Our body is able to calm and soothe. And, you know, we first need to experience that social engagement that meets us right where we are. Hey, I see you. And when we're met right where we are, then we are able to develop how we can maintain. I'm getting pinned in here. We can maintain that ability on our own. Yeah. I'm never alone. I have accompaniment. And you're not alone either. Dare to reach out. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can find me at healingyousanctuary.com. Thanks for taking time to be with me in this ever-changing environment that we exist in.